all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Wrecker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekkr5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
This show on the Heroes Nation app, Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. I have on with us today Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. We're going to be answering a few questions that were asked of us from the last podcast that we did, where we were talking about night vision equipment and some other stuff.
And to jump right off the start, Bob, this is one of the questions that we have. What is a cheap alternative to night vision and thermal? How would you cover those bases for night vision if you can't afford the expensive stuff? And why would you want to go cheap, for one thing? The other part is, how would you prioritize investments of gear?
Well, obviously, the situation will depend a lot on the gear that you need. And so, you know, if there's plenty of food, obviously food isn't necessary. Generally, I would always say have the ability to purify water. That would be always top tier, because if you don't have ability to have an uncompromised source of water, you're going to be in deep trouble. You know, the Sawyer mini filter, I like the MSR Guardian for a larger water filter outside. There's the Katadyn water filter in-house, the Berkey water filter. We have a policy at the Griswold home. We don't drink any water that's not filtered. I just don't trust it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not necessary that if I drink one glass of it, I'm going to get sick. But, you know, years and years and years of drinking chemicals added to the water, especially if you're on city water with fluoride and other things. Some of the city water lines, just Google them. Google inside city water lines. And some of the most disgusting looking insides of those pipes are just unbelievable. And that's coming into your house as potable water. So that would always be top tier for me. Also, anybody who knows anything about intelligence, and it drives the fight in any crisis, from the hurricane down in Florida to the blizzard up in Detroit to the monsoons in California, being able to stay in touch with the authorities so that you know what is happening, what's coming, if you need to evac, being able to communicate with other friends in the area if you find yourself in crisis, or let's just say you have some unhappy visitors and you need some reinforcements. All those things that communication gives you are just massively important. With that, you know, people think they need to spend lots and lots of money, which you can. And yeah, I know I have. I like it. It's a hobby of mine, radio. But you can get a simple Bofang radio. I recommend the BFF8. That's Bravo 8, Foxtrot 8. That radio is like $69.95. I like it. It's a higher wattage radio. You can put all the standard Bofang stuff on it, longer antennas and so forth. But that for a just a portable radio to be able to talk and to listen to people in your neighborhood, I think would be critical. Setting it up ahead of time is even more critical. You know, with MERS or GMRS, you might get a half a mile of transmission distance out of it. So if you're counting on anything more than next door neighbors, you're going to have to plan for ham radio, UHF, VHF. That's the 145 frequency, 145 megahertz and the 440 megahertz frequencies. And then you're going to need a license to use those. To listen, you know, it's as simple as having an AM FM radio, because that's where most of the emergency alerts will come through our cell phones, if they're working. We do get emergency alerts through those today. But if you want to know what's going on internationally, because as we know, you know, U.S. news is so fair and balanced. You're always hearing the truth, right? You know, you can listen on a shortwave radio starting, you know, good ones are about $100. You can go up higher. But, you know, you can listen internationally. And so you get a pretty good idea of what other nations are looking at, the same set of events, and they're reporting it the same or differently. And that gives you an idea of what is really going on and how can that affect you? Obviously, you might not think, well, what happens in Russia might not affect me, but it did. I mean, just look at the oil pipeline shutdown. Look at all the things that we, you know, because of the war, we've restricted coming into this country. So having that knowledge ahead of time, you know, if I have knowledge that something's been cut off ahead of time, you know, there's a shortage of it coming down the pike, and I get that through shortwave radio, I might make it to Wally World before everybody else does and be able to pick up my supply of it. So that kind of intel to me is absolutely critical. It's critical on a local level, a state level, and a national level, and an international level. And you can.
Can I give another reason why I think ham radios are so important?
Yes.
How many local law enforcement agencies do you think have ham radios?
Well, mine does, because I gave them to them. But, you know, because we live up in the mountains, and if that tower goes down, their frequencies aren't going to work.
Now, the radio guys, it's typically every department will have a designated radio tech, and that's all that guy does. And those are the guys, kind of like yourself, who know the ins and outs of radios and can build them and all this other stuff, program them. But typically they use repeaters. So when the power goes down, if they don't have the ability to use repeaters, then they're at line of sight or for as long as, you know, they can push out their radio signal. But here's the other thing. Do you think law enforcement is going to tell you what they're getting on their radio?
Absolutely not. This is the importance of being able to listen for yourself.
Yeah.
And the ham radio, it will be unencrypted. Whereas, you know, obviously most police forces today are encrypted. So you're not going to, even if you know that they're transmitting, you won't be able to understand what they say. But the importance of having access to that ham radio to me is top tier, absolutely top tier. If you know what's going on, I mean, as I frequently say, you know, I live in Tellico Plains, Tennessee. If zombies are eating people in New York, it really is not going to affect me that much. I mean, it'd be nice to know. They probably deserve it. Excuse me, people from New York. Let's just say New York City. It's not going to affect me to degree it will. But if the zombies are eating people in Tellico Plains, I really need to know that. And, you know, I'm using metaphorically, you know, the zombie thing, but that's why being able to gather the intel on the local, state, national, international level is just people don't have any understanding, and they've never been in a crisis situation where those comm links are that important. You know, it's never been there. Now, I would say the people in Detroit, ham radio operators in Detroit, maybe the ones in California, maybe the ones when that hurricane went through Florida, they got an inkling of what it was like to be able to communicate outside the normal channels, you know, your electronic thing here, maybe landline telephone, that all goes down. You have to remember, even in Detroit or definitely in Florida, some of the cell phone towers were blown down, and you know they have to back up. A lot of times, the police are on those towers so that their communications can go down, as you mentioned. And that's where top tier is communication. I'll be glad to talk to anybody about it. It's not something now, like I said, if you want to do it, you can spend a lot of money, but it's not something you have to spend a lot of money to cover the bases. And then there's other things that we can do that we can show, which we're going to do on a program here soon of making sure that, you know, people can't understand what you're saying. You know, just learning how to offset your date time stamps. You know, so we pre-agree ahead of time that if I say 1400 hours on a certain day, it's actually minus or added something to that. Same thing with a date. I would never give out locations or names. I always use in a crisis situation, I would use talk to speech or speech to talk program on my cell phone. I think I've played that before. Let me pull it up here real quick and I can give you an example. Stand by.
Give a simple radio check.
I'll show you this here real quick. Let me turn the sound up and hit the play button.
The purpose of intelligence gathering is exploitation.
Now I can slow that down, speed it up, slow it down, play it again. That's too slow. But anyhow, you know, let me speed it up a little bit.
The purpose of intelligence gathering is exploitation.
Now, see, I just text that in. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever give my voice away. So in a crucial situation, does a female want to give her voice away? You know, because believe me, there are guys out there that would be just looking for that. And I don't think we need to go into the details of it. But that text-to-speech program is available on that's an Android. I'm sure they have an Apple version of it. And you can do that. Also, how to verify that you're not being spoofed, you know, code words ahead of time so that you're not being spoofed. We'll do a program on that. I'll show you how you can actually do that and make sure that you can verify. I'm talking to Doug Thornton because, you know, you might better imitate your voice a little bit, or this might be static and I might not really know it's Doug Thornton, but only Doug Thornton knows a security protocol that it can confirm it is him. You know, also if you absolutely positively have to have 100% bulletproof communication when nobody can break it, there's the one-time pad code. I think I've shown you how to do that. You have a one-time pad generator, and it generates a certain code. You transliterate it, and nobody on the planet can break a properly executed one-time pad code. Nobody.
Let me ask you about the one-time pad code. Would you text to talk the one-time pad?
You could, but you could text it. It depends because it's going to be a sequence of numbers and letters. Okay.
Yeah, because you can slow it down and play it. You know,
yes.
And,
yeah. You could slow it down, record it, whatever, just put your recorder on. But if I texted it to you, I can text it, you can put it on Facebook, text message on, however you can get it from one person to the next. The thing is you'll know that that one-time pad code is a completely 100% unbreakable code by anybody on the planet. As far as we know, it's bulletproof.
You know, so, one thing I like whenever we talk about stuff like this, cause you and I, we've been in operations before and we're pretty inventive. You know, if I needed to verify that it was you, instead of using the running codes, color of the day, number of the day, you know, word of the day, we could have the, you know, speech of the day.
Yeah, you know, let me just see if I can't do this real quick and you can read it. That's not going to be bright enough. I'll do it with a pen. Hold on. I'm writing something out. We'll do it. Okay. This is basic. I don't know if you can read that. The top letter says combat help. You notice there's no repeating letters in that word. You can make any kind of word you want. And below it, it is one through zero. So if you can imagine, if I sent you, okay, Doug Thornton, authenticate, combat, 3, tango, echo, you would just give me the invert of that. So if you'd come back 1, I can remember, Mike, 6, 8. And that way, you know, and you can make you can go online and type in all kinds of 10-letter words with no repeating vowels or consonants. And that way, you know, you just have those set ahead of time. And so if I said that to you, you know, Charlie, you know, 3, tango, 8, you would come back with the invert of that. And that way I would know it is you. That's a simple way to do it. Obviously, you know, people want to program these little guys. You know, you want to program it and put all your secret squirrel special stuff inside of it. But what happens if you lose it? You know, all that stuff is in there. All that programming is in there. You know, and you don't generally want that. What I would do is the military calls it a PACE program, PACE. It's an acronym meaning primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. And I think we've talked about this before, but, you know, your primary and alternate frequencies would be the two frequencies you would set up ahead of time that you would start communicating on. And if that first frequency was burnt, you'd go to your secondary frequency. And then if your secondary frequency is burnt, then you go to your contingency. That's your evac frequency. We got to get out of here because, you know, they're burning our frequencies and there's a level of sophistication. And then the emergency frequency, as I mentioned before, at night, I would use a infrared chem light, or during the day, I would use a VF-17 flag to give a visual signal. It's not an electronic signal at all. These are the things that, you know, if you learn ahead of time, you're going to be able to do, you know, far better than if you just get on the radio and start thinking you're going to use it. I know people that just absolutely say, well, I'm going to buy the radios. If I ever need them, I'll just pull them out and use them.
Let me show you the only radio that you'll want at that point in time that you can just pull it out and use it is a little NOAA radio like this. That's really it.
Yeah. And the thing is, as we've shown before, you know, now I'm inside of a building, but, you know, I can get NOAA on these radios. So, you know, for a portable thing, this radio here is really great for so many different things. It does pick up and transmit on MERS and GMRS, as well as UHF, VHF ham bands, picks up NOAA. So this is a one size fits all. And also it has an encryption figure to it so that if you want to just do basic encryption, it switches it over. You can't even understand it. And the other radio will decipher that. So, you know, it's not going to fool sophisticated people, but, you know, Billy Bob, you know, that just trying to listen in, he's not going to be able to understand.
How easily would it fool the Chinese for the first 24 to 72 hours?
How easy would that? It's not going to fool the Chinese at all. What will fool the Chinese is one-time pad codes offset. So let's just say every day of the month, I write out a calendar. Today it's 2.5 hours. Tomorrow's minus 1.5 hours. You know, if I 3 days plus, 3 days minus. So if I said, Doug, we're going to meet at 1400 hours on June, or what, just say June 3rd, you would look at your calendar that day and say, well, we take 1.5 hours off that and add 1 day to it. And that way the people listening are going to show up at a party that doesn't exist. And then you would never give, we're going to meet at the gas station out the corner of the street, you know, the one with the big whatever on it. We'd meet at Bravo location. That way, you know, you're going to have a reasonably good idea that you're going to not be followed. And it's always, you know, learning how to do a surveillance detection route so that you're not followed, because that's the easiest place to pick someone up to follow them is at their home.
Well, let me steer and guide this conversation now. Because I think we have an interesting place that we can take this, especially with some of the intelligence that we're going to speak about today. Mid-February, the 17th to the 20th, we're going to be putting on another tactical class. Now, this class is going to be focused around grid down and preparing yourself for those types of scenarios. The biggest threat to America is a grid down, and the biggest enemy to America is China. So let's say we get into this epic war with Russia and Ukraine, China's invading Taiwan, and America's feeling like they want to get froggy and leap, and they knock out our power. So now we have all different types of problems that we have to deal with, not just the Chinese and the Russians, but crime, local crime syndicates, terrorism, cartels, biker gangs, psychopaths. Your John Wayne Gacy is your next door neighbor. You just never knew it. So let's talk about the type of equipment, especially with the conversations that people have had with us, of what you would need and why you would not want cheap gear. Because when let's just go ahead and say it, when shit hits the fan, I don't want Walmart grade gear. I want military. Well,
it's going to break. It's going to break. That's the thing. You check the box. I've got it. It's going to break. You know, I showed you this. This is one thing I would never cheap out on. This. It's a night vision device. This is what the military buys. Doug, you know the military. If they could buy $300 night vision and make it as good, would they buy it versus a $3,000 unit? I mean, it's common sense. It's garbage. It's going to break. You put it in the rigors of any type of, you know, outdoor activity, and it's not going to last.
Let me state this, because we've had people ask us this question of budget night vision. And, you know, I get it. People say I can't afford $3,000, $4,000 with the night vision. But, you know, Bob has the ability for you to finance this, and most of you can afford $150 a month. All right. Now just hear me out. If you go to Amazon Prime and shop for night vision and buy anything off of there, you're wrong. And then I'm just going to tell you that they do have night vision on there, but it's garbage. And if you come out to the training course, we're going to have this cheap version of night vision, and we're going to show you what you look like behind actual night vision. The IR illuminator that is on these cheap night vision goggles, devices, cameras, whatever, from the price range of $80 to $500, it doesn't work. Yes. Do I know cops on the border who use it? Yes, because their agencies are cheap, don't care about them, and they have to buy stuff on a law enforcement budget, which is extraordinarily cheap, right? Get this. You can be seen hundreds of yards away with any of these cheap night vision devices, and you'll never see
me. You're on flat ground, I'm going to see you over a mile away.
I mean, it's you could signal a damn ship from the coast with it.
You could. I mean, we're not using hyperbole. All you have to do is go out and look at security cameras. You know, those night security cameras, they put out massive amounts of IR. So even if you people think they have all the lights off on their property, if you go on that property and they're running security cameras, they're pumping out, the whole property is lit up because those security cameras are pumping it out.
Well, people get upset like, oh, I can't afford this. Well, look, I'm not saying it's for everybody, but if you can afford it, don't go the cheap route. That's like, if you can afford a really good rifle, like, look, I'm not going to speak too much about this, but if you can afford a very high price rifle and the ammunition to shoot it, why would you buy a Kel-Tec Sub 2000?
Yeah.
You know? No offense to all you guys out there who love that.
You just opened up a can of worms tonight.
You're as bad as the flat earthers. You love that. You love that garbage weapon. It's garbage. Garbage. Throw it away. Use it as a walking stick. It's terrible. It'll get you killed. All right. AKs, AR-15s. You want to play around in that atmosphere? That's fine. But you go the garbage cheap route, man, it's not good. Don't do that. It's
Palmetto State Armory. They don't pay me to say this, but Palmetto State Armory, you go to their website and that's a good company.
Oh, yeah.
They've come a very far way. They've got good priced AR-15s on there.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be something, you know, made out of the highest quality parts where you get a bit of put a million rounds through it, but most people will never be in that situation.
You don't need a $7,800 gun like what's behind.
No.
You don't need it.
You can get $500-$600 from Palmetto State Armory.
Yeah.
And for what you need, it will do everything you need
to do. The realest conversation is what we're about to have. In war, at least from my experience and from a lot of other vets' experiences, your range of actually reaching out and touching somebody is going to be from typically, and this is my law enforcement experience, from within 2 feet in front of you to maybe 500, 600 meters. Yeah. Past that, your engagement zone, don't engage. If they're not shooting at you, don't engage. Walk away. You know, I mean, if you're trying to take on China and they're, you know, 1,000 yards away and you're one of those guys who, you know, I hand press all my own ammunition and I own my mile long shooting gun and I'm going to start taking out the Chinese from a mile away. Have fun running from the hellfire missile from the Predator drone.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's the best fight is the fight you can avoid. It always is.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it's always the unknown element in that fight that you're just unaware of. So, you know, if you don't need to engage, don't engage. And that's what, again, what this is so critically important to have, because I can see night what's vision. Going on at night. And yeah, night vision. And I can see the bad guys. If they're not coming towards me, I'm not going to engage them.
Okay, so so we're that unit that you're holding, how much is that unit?
Okay, I'll tell you this. We just got some really specials from our wholesaler because they wanted to move some night vision. So we've got our top of the line unit for $3,595. That was normally a $4,200 unit. So we've marked it down substantially because we bought some from them. But again, the Photonis Echo Specs $3,295, but for the $300 difference, that Elbit 2600 farm unit is a screaming hot deal. I was looking on some of my competitors today, and for 2200 farm units, they're charging more than that. So they're right around $4,000. So, We've got a screaming hot deal. We've got 10 units. When they're gone, I have to raise the price back up.
I know the average guy like me, they wait until the tax season and they buy night vision. I have a friend who has 6 sets of night vision. And I asked him, why would you have so, are you just going to pile them all up around your face? He's like, no, for whenever you guys who can't afford it, come out to my place. I can hand them out to guys who know how to use them. The thing about night vision is that you don't have to have the ham radio operator license to use it. Just put it on your M1 eyeball. Now you can see at night. You don't have to shoot. You don't have to have the IR laser. The ability to be a surveillance detecting machine is critical in a grid down, which is going to happen. It's absolutely. No matter what. Look at what Russia's doing to Ukraine. What did they take down? Infrastructure immediately. When we invaded Iraq, what did we take down? The infrastructure. Afghanistan didn't have an infrastructure, so we didn't have to worry about it. They always hit the power grid. It's going to happen.
I will tell you this, and it's not because I sell it, but I sell it because I believe in it. But if I have night vision and you don't, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. That's as simple as that. I'm going to pick my opportune time. I'm not going to engage you during the day. I'm going to engage you at night when the favors are my advantage. And there's all kinds of little other tactics I can do along with that, but you're going to first realize very, very quickly, I wish I had this.
Okay, here's a question that we got. How do I defend my thermals, like this cheap FLIR? How do I defend my thermals and my night vision from a CME or an EMP?
Well, you could move to Mars. Sorry. No, they make, you know, there's EMP bags that we sell. In fact, I'll tell you, anybody who buys a night vision and mentions American Vindicta, we will send you a free EMP bag with it.
Those are expensive.
Yeah. Well, they're $25, you know, yeah. And what it'll do, you stick the night vision in there when you're not using it. Always take the battery out of the unit when you're not using it. You see this little thing on top here, this piece right here. If you have a battery leak, that's about $400 to fix that. Okay. So just if you're not using it, take the battery out and never use cheap batteries. If you put good batteries in there and do it that way. But yeah, just put it in an EMP bag and that will protect it.
Would you put your thermals, your night vision, and then like spare radios all in those big Faraday cage bags?
Yes. They make big ones, small ones, you know, all different size. Faraday Defense. We sell their products, Faraday Defense. So you can go and they actually make 10 by 10 shelters you can get in that they actually sell the fabric, which if you're building a house and you have a closet, you can actually put that Faraday Defense fabric in the closet. And then, you know, you've got a Faraday Defense closet.
What would you want that for? Explain to people.
Then we could stick everything in there. You can put everything into your closet. Wouldn't have to worry about it. It'd be EMP proofed, you know, so that it would not be damaged. But anybody who purchases a night vision right now, it mentions American Vindicta, will give you a free EMP bag. And I challenge anybody right now with our pricing structure to go and look at compare us. You're not going to find it any better.
And you know, to add on to the communications gear, not only are ham radios good, but handheld radios, even some of the cheap ones, will be useful at that point in time for certain very, very specific things. But one thing that Bob talks about all the time, you can buy a cheap smartphone, download the program, and have those little boxes that you're selling now.
Mesh-tastic.
The mesh-tastic, so that you can actually text message even when the grid's down, right?
Yeah. This is a 900 hertz, 256 encrypted board here that when you download the mesh-tastic program onto your cell phone and your other friends, they can log into this. This will transmit a mile or two. Okay, I've worked it out so I can hook up external battery to it. It has an internal battery, but external battery. And it's waterproof, so I could actually put it in between two places so that, you know, if it goes 2 miles, I just increased it to 4 miles. So do that, and that way anybody that has access to this code for this device here, we could text back and forth as long as the cell phone's working. It doesn't have to have service, but if your cell phone's working, you guys can be texting back and forth with reasonable security that nobody's going to be able to break it. AE-256 is unbreakable as far as I know.
Let me ask you something. If you wanted to go gray, man, and you didn't want to have all the, you know, the fancy gear like what I have behind me, the plate carrier and the, you know, the militarized radios and all that. If you just wanted to go gray, man, and you wanted to do some reconnoitering or reconnaissance on an area, and all you wanted was to travel a mile out and report back, could you move two units at a time and just text, hey, this is going on over here?
Yeah, if you're only a mile apart, the one unit would be sufficient.
Okay.
So, you know, you're gonna be able to do that. And in most cases, that one unit would be sufficient. If it was really, really mountainous and you were way down in a valley and wasn't on top, you'd probably just leave the unit on top where I would have access and the other guy on the other side of the mountain would have access. So, you know,
it's
that way.
It's a force multiplier then.
Yeah. An incredible force multiplier. Now, I don't sell those, but you can go to Amazon and buy the Mesh-tastic board. Now, I built this. This was a Pelican case, 1020 Pelican case. I bought the longer antenna, which, you know, it has to be the right frequency antenna, and just some other little parts I bought and made this box here. And so I can take this box and, you know, my friends in the area, should the communications go down, satellites go down, your satellite phone won't work, nothing's working, that will work. That'll work. And I can text back and forth. And that kind of communication is going to be invaluable. You know, there's perfect marriages. I really think I lucked out here. God blessed me, definitely. And I married the perfect woman. And I love it. Okay. I enjoy 37 years of marriage. There's a perfect marriage with technologies, too. You mix the person who knows how to use communication gear correctly and has night vision, and that is almost a bulletproof wall that nobody's going to get through. I'm not saying Navy SEALs, Green Berets couldn't get through, or even maybe some Marines could get through, Doug.
Appreciate it.
No, but all of a sudden, hey, we have communications problems now. I just got cut off, Doug.
Yep. Suppression by volume. We'll set the woods on fire.
Yeah. But that is such a force multiplier that for the average people, they're not going to be able to deal with it, especially if you have two or three people with communication and night vision. It's going to be an impenetrable wall. You know, you wear people down. And we do that all the time. Remember Noriega? We played that rock and roll music on him and didn't let him sleep. And it just, you break down the sleep patterns. And eventually people start making mistakes. You know, don't let them sleep at night.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of things you can do like that. But so that's top tier. It is absolutely top tier. Again, there are people who genuinely can't afford it, and I understand that. But if I've got five guns, I'd sell two guns and get one. I really would, because if I have a guns and night vision, I'll take your guns without night vision.
Look, I'm one of those guys that I don't have a safe with 30 guns in it. I have very specific weapons for very specific uses. I have a pistol caliber carbine. I have an actual patrol carbine. And then I have a longer range weapon. And, you know, this 6.5 Creedmoor is, for what I measured out at, you know, about 1,200 meters. And I'm pretty good with it. But in realistic manners, I know from 600 in, I'm going to take you off your feet. Body armor or not, but it's a very specific thing. You know, do you then, would you buy a suppressor before night vision? Would you buy body armor before night vision? I had a conversation with a guy who said, you know, what would be your order of it?
No, you know, I don't sell suppressors. I own a few, but I do sell body armor. But again, at night, you know, you're not going to be able to see me. You will not see me, even in mixed light conditions. Any, you know, first thing you're going to do as a Marine going into a city, if you have night vision, there's lights on, you're going to shoot the transformers and take the lights out. I know how you guys are going to operate, you know, and you're just going to, the lights are going to go off. So you have the advantage. There's not going to be any running street lights real quick. Mm-hmm. And you know, gangs are going to do that. Well, I have my lights. I'm just going to do this and that. No, you're not.
Well, do you think gangs have night vision?
Absolutely. I know they do. Absolutely do.
You know who has, I mean, who has night vision?
BLM Antifa has night vision. BLM Antifa do one-time pad codes. I mean, so, you know, it's that thing. And I was just reading. I mean, you know, this is why I think it's so dangerous. I think America, really, I think, I know we are under God's judgment right now. Absolutely, catastrophically under his judgment. And very bad times are coming to this country. And the people might not like that. But I can't believe the Secretary of the Navy came out and said that we have a choice to make between arming the United States and arming Ukraine. I mean, that is a signal to the Chinese that we can't fight that war right now.
Let me interrupt you. You have a choice to arm yourselves or wait for the government to defend you whenever China's invading.
Absolutely. If China invades Taiwan, we won't be able to stop that. Won't be able to stop it.
Hey, what's the strategic reason? Like what we were talking about, what's the actual strategic reason for why Taiwan means anything? It's not the land.
It's nanometers. Nanometer. That's the one word. There's that microchip factory that is absolutely the golden goose that China is coveting because we don't allow them to have that technology. We would have two choices. We would either have to bomb that factory and destroy the factory, which would be catastrophic for the U.S. defense industry. You know, we would go in, your big screen TVs and all those things would just disappear. Because you would have a massive drop off in microchip availability, but that nanometer technology, the Chinese do not possess it. They want it. So that would be something that one of their first things they would take if they did a decapitation strike, they would want to go in there and secure that factory.
Would we fight a war to be able to move those scientists and whatever equipment we could out of Taiwan back to the U.S.?
Well, you know, under Donald Trump or even Reagan or whatever, we would have fought that war. We'd have defended them.
I mean,
these people, especially, you know, we have here's the other part of the element. We have a kneecapped president right now. You know, he's lost all his Greta Thunberg awards because he's driving. He has a Corvette. I mean, the guy who hates gas and tells us we have to give up our cars got a Corvette.
That's a pretty car, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. But anyhow, so, you know, they've kneecapped this guy. He's already lame ducked right now. I don't know what Kamala Harris. I can't even imagine her as commander in chief trying to fight the Chinese.
I think this is Obama all day long.
Yeah, it could be, definitely. Obama can't serve again legally. I don't know what they do, but he can't serve again. But
Michael,
you know,
can.
Yeah, but you know, they're facing the fact of having, if Joe Biden has to step down, Kamala Harris as president, and if that doesn't happen, then Kevin McCarthy becomes president, and they're not going to let that happen, a Republican. So they would have to get rid of Kamala and then put somebody in. This is where at a precarious part in our nation, the supply chain is breaking down over and over again. We're having massive deaths right now from, you know, funny things going on. For some reason, the heart attack rates have gone up dramatically, and it's hitting everybody. And our borders are open. The fentanyl is flowing into the country like crazy. I don't think people understand how catastrophic place our nation is in. We are in judgment, but we're on the verge of catastrophic judgment.
And the severe weather, strange. 2 days ago, Bob, it was almost 80 degrees in my at my place, and now I woke up. You know, this morning was 32. And here's where that pertains. As someone who runs a small farm, that's not good for animals. And that's what you eat until we start to eat each other after we've eaten all the bugs. You know, the preservation of the hoofing animals and all of your swine, you know, especially poultry, are the most finicky of all animals. And being someone who's a poultry farmer, I can tell you it's a huge pain in the ass to try and take care of birds between 120 degree weather and 0 degree weather. I mean, you literally have to, you know, hold them.
We had to go and put heat lamps out there when it got down to 2 degrees. We went and put heat lamps in, and then you have to put heaters on the water so the water doesn't freeze. Yeah. And, you know, so we did. Our power went out for a while, and I was concerned about them, but, you know, it didn't stay out too long, so the heat came back on.
We insulate everything with as we can with wood chips and hay. So if nobody knows this, just buy simple straw bales. Yeah. You can find them extremely cheap, and layer upon layer, build you almost like an igloo with straw bales. Like, seriously.
And they'll nest into it real well.
They'll nest into it. You can take wooden dowels and hammer the wooden dowels in, or you can take cheap rebar, hammer it, and literally make you an igloo. You know, it's something to block the wind. The wind is the killer. You know, they can handle
our chickens our chickens are protected that way from wind. But still, you know, we and they have nesting boxes they can go into. But still, we run some, you know, infrared lights out there so they can get underneath that warmth. And those lights are nice. But anyhow, going back to it, in every way, our nation can be judged right now. Our nation's being judged, and it's just going to get worse and worse. In my opinion, we are not going to repent. There's nothing going to happen. We're just going to keep going down and down until it's absolutely catastrophic. And at that point, you know, your ability to prepare will be over. At that point, when the lights go out, you'll look back and realize if I had done some things, I could have gotten night vision. I could have done some other things, but, it'll be too late at that point.
Well, you will have what you have. And after that, you will have what you acquire or what you steal. And do not. And I know a lot of people out there will say, well, I would never steal. Wait until your kids are hungry.
Yeah, you'll steal. Yeah, you'll steal. You'll sell your kids to. I mean, that sounds horrible, but historically, people will pimp their children out to get food. Yeah. It's a terrible thing, but again, that's the reality of it. So, you know, what we're seeing right now is, again, we are bogged down. We have thrown the best of the best into the Ukraine war, and it's bogged down. I mean, Russia's not going to give up, and they know through attrition they're going to eventually win. We're going to eventually pull out. Americans are going to get tired. I think it was $115 billion so far we've put into that country. And then, you know, we do not have the capability of arming both armies right now. The Ukrainian army and the Chinese army, I mean, the U.S. army. So the Chinese are looking at it. I fully expect the China to make this move. And it's not like that. I mean, just everything. I don't know if you saw this. Just now, that thing that everybody's dying from. You see that they're putting that in the food now? They're injecting the animals with that same stuff?
Okay, so very weird. When this whole thing started, and we're having to be clandestine about our talk here, when this whole thing started, my wife had a dream that they were going to do that to cattle. And then the cattle
are doing it now.
Start dying.
They're doing it. They're doing it.
If the cattle
and then you eat the stuff.
Absolutely not. If the cattle all start dying, I strongly recommend that you go to local ranchers and start buying beef.
Yeah, because it's opening the door for the crickets. I mean, just to let you know, in big cities like New York right now, they're having to lock up toothpaste and toiletries and small foods because people are just going in there and stealing, and the businesses can't afford the level of theft that they're experiencing right now because people are desperate.
So I don't mean to bring this up in this way, but you know, I have a newborn, and I'm coming home from the gym the other night. And the wife says, hey, pick up some newborn diapers. And so I go to Walgreens. And in my local Walgreens, I'm looking for newborn diapers. There's one pack of Huggies newborn diapers. There's almost no formula. But you know what there was an excess of? Sex toys and KY. You know, isn't that funny? Here's your pleasure. Don't worry about what you actually need. People may think that I made a joke. There's a method behind this. They're giving you everything you don't need for survival now.
It's the transformation of society. You know, from when we held a Christian ethic ethos in this country from, you know, love my enemy's thirsty, give him some drink, do unto others you do unto them, you know, the golden rule, all those things, the virtues, how do I love my wife, how I do all those things the Bible instructed me to do. When you obey those things, you have a virtuous and basically peaceful society. But when you eviscerate those values because you've eviscerated the Bible from your society, and then you open the door to the fallen gods that used to be controlling mankind, Ishtar, you know, Baal, Pan, Baphomet, you name the pantheon, and their values are, well, let's have prostitution temples. Let's offer our babies to Moloch. Let's have slavery.
Yep. Maybe if let's we have shed more ritual, blood.
Ritualistic murder. I mean, that's was their values. That's the values of those deities. And then all of a sudden, those deities are, you know, extolled in a society, hedonism, paganism. This is what we see happening, and this is why it's in a terminal phase right now. And it's just going to get worse. When the lights do go out, night vision and communication will be top. I mean, you're going to have food and water, obviously. You want to have a means to defend yourself, and not with your Kel-Tec. You're going to want to have an AR, AKA platform to do that on. And then, you know, medications, which right now medications are disappearing. There's all kinds of medications disappearing.
Yeah.
Ready-made resources. We do carry a lot of the more sophisticated type medical things, sutures and trauma decks.
Infant Tylenol. That's one.
Yeah.
They're almost out of it. Here, look, I want to go over a few things. I had a few people ask me what my EDC was, and what are some of the things that I carry. For strategic reasons, I'm not going to tell you everything I carry. And Bob, you probably know why. You don't need to know everything I carry, but I'll give you an idea of some good things to keep on your kit before we get to this Forward Observer report. So for one thing, have a good straight blade knife, right? Have a good knife. This is a Hardcore Hardware D2 steel knife. Let me see. All right. This is the knife that I carried in law enforcement for many, 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 many years. The reason why it is made like this is not necessarily because it's a push dagger, but it's so that you can still grab your magazines and insert them into your pistol and have a standoff weapon. What we call these little knives that we keep on our belt is a standoff weapon. So if someone falls on top of me, I can quickly grab this knife and hit you anywhere within the soft, meaty area. All right, so that's covered. Cheap knife, more knife. More knife is not a cheap knife. It's an affordable knife. It's Swedish stainless steel. This is their tactical version. This is personally what I've had in my bushcraft kit since 2015. I absolutely love this knife. I have never sharpened it, and I can still feather stick with this knife. I can still skin with this knife, and I still cut myself with this knife occasionally. Your favorite company, Columbia River Knife Tool. This is the Hitsau. All right, this little blade right here was made by the Japanese, by the samurai, for a reason. It's to penetrate body armor. That is the reason. It was to penetrate the body armor that other samurais had. Now, the reason why I had this in law enforcement is because if I ever came across someone with body armor who I couldn't get off of me, well, I can go right through it with this. This will penetrate level 3A body armor. Here's the other thing, something to keep in your kit. All right. These are really, really cheap lighters. These lighters are very cheap, and if the wind's really strong, it'll light your fire instantly. You can almost do some very minor welding if you keep this really, really hot and you have certain pieces of wire. The FLIR Scout, like I said, I promote this all the time, $500, $600. It's cheap, and it fits right here in my pocket
We've got those in stock.
Yeah, they're great. They're not night vision.
We went into the difference between night vision and thermal.
Yeah. All right. Here's the last thing, Bob. You just started carrying this. Breech pins. For a while, this was law enforcement only. But if you want to get through a chain that's stopping you across the road when prophecy has hit the fan, guys, don't go around and be a criminal. But if you need to get through something, a white phosphorus stick will melt through most chains fairly fast, or doors. That's the reason why law enforcement has it. It was actually made practically for active shooter. So if we needed to get into a building and we don't have the keys to us, pop one of these suckers out, and about 10 seconds, we're in that door.
Yeah, and water doesn't put it out, so rain won't put it out. You can stick it underwater and it'll still burn.
Yeah, you can go to breechpin.com. You can see a lot of the YouTube videos of how to use it. Bob, you carry these now, right?
Yeah, we have our first order on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, we just got a dealership set up with them.
I consider it to be essential. They're about $80?
Yeah, $80. I actually have one in my car now.
Yeah.
Because it all kinds of things could happen. I mean, you could lose we chain our gates, and I might lose a key one time and have to get into the gate and burn right through it. So, it's there, but those are things that are extremely important to have. Also, you know, if you have medical supplies, making sure that you can stop other than boo-boo and Band-Aid, you know, leaking. We had one of our dogs the other day, just got torn open pretty well. I don't know what happened, came home with a gashing wound. And so it's nice to be able to sew your dog up. You know, we just sewed her up and she was good to go. Put some Benadryl and gave her some, Benadryl. Gave her some Benadryl and, sewed her up, put some, Benadide in the wound. So, you know, disinfected it and, you know, good to go. But you know, if it didn't have that, you know, now I would have had to take her to the vet and spend $300-$500. Well, I could do it myself and, you know, patch her up pretty good.
And you know,
watch for infection.
You know what we call that? Good practice.
Yeah.
It's good training.
I'm having those medical supplies. But again, you know, we just covered some of the things. You know, Doug, I just watch America's being kneecapped right now. The natural catastrophic disasters happening to our nation just don't stop. We have the internal conflict going on. We have our monetary system being destroyed, or definitely our supply chain being destroyed, our energy sector being destroyed from Corvette driving Joe Biden. You know, it's just, if you don't understand the Bible and God's judgment, then you're not going to understand what you see. You just think that you're going to think these are unconnected events going on, but these are all connected events. Every one of them's connected. You know, I was listening to David Icke the other day and he said, you know, if you know the outcome, you'll see the journey. And I know the outcome, so I can see the journey. The crisis is on all these things that they manufacture over and over and over again, because there's a journey involved with all those, and they're bringing us to that conclusion right now.
That's right. Hey, let's go over this Ford Observer report real quick. All right. Russian forces capture Soledar. So a major winter offensive is happening in Ukraine. We are not going to win Ukraine. Russia is going to take Ukraine. Now,
absolutely.
There is something important that's happening there, but we'll get to that. And I'll let you talk about why Sweden is so important. Europe is importing record amount of diesel ahead of the Russian ban. Good job, Europe. Way to kneecap your own country. All right. Sweden announces a massive rare earth find. All right. Sweden announced on Thursday that it had discovered a massive deposit of rare earth minerals in its Arctic region. It would be the only known mineable deposit of rare earth minerals in Europe. Currently, 98% of rare earth minerals used in Europe are imported from China. The newly discovered raw materials may not reach the market for 10 to 15 years, according to officials. Why is that so important?
Well, I mean, everything we use, and when you say rare earth, I want to make people aware, this is not gold and silver we're talking about. This is manganese, chromium, those types of elements that are so important in every piece of microelectronic on the planet. Those types of materials are needed. That is an absolute gold mine. North Korea, the reason China produces most of it, they get it out of North Korea because we have sanctions against North Korea. And, you know, they're not allowed to sell it on the open market. But, you know, Korea has a direct land access to China. So China can go in there and mine this stuff and then sell it to the world. And that's, again, you talk about a vulnerability. That's where it comes from, China. And every bit of everything, I would say, in our Defense Department that has an electronic switch, anything in it, has rare earth in it. So, again, there's an extreme vulnerability. Your TV sets, everything, your cars, all use rare earth elements. So for Sweden to have this right now, oh, my gosh, they just became the most beautiful woman on the block that everybody wants to go out with.
Yep. So you could expect NATO rushing to defense of Ukraine, really, to be able to stop Russia from moving forward to capture Sweden. Is that what you think?
Russia, anybody else?
I wonder if they would do it to stop America from capturing Sweden.
Yeah, I mean, well, again, this is the whole thing for war. I mean, if you go into the book of James in the Bible, it says, where does war come from? It comes from lust. We want and we don't have. So we take our neighbor's wife, we take our neighbor's property, we covet. And that's the thing, thou shalt not covet. But, you know, multinational corporations, I don't think they follow that biblical rule about not coveting for some reason. I think they disregard that one. And so this is why we see the war in Russia right now. Russia has, I mean, unbelievable natural wealth in it. Gas, uranium, gold, timber, you name it, they have it. And these multinational corporations obviously want to go in there and exploit, you know, Russian natural resources for their own benefit. You know, it just so happened that we were building a new pipeline that is going to deliver gas to Europe. And then all of a sudden the Russian one gets blown up.
Well, the Lithuania pipeline exploded today before we went on.
Yeah, it's
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah, Doug,
change the channel. Nothing unusual.
Again,
happens every couple of years.
We have uranium being smuggled into UK.
By Pakistan.
So, yeah, by Pakistan, going to Iranians. So it's enriched uranium. I mean, they're trying to hide it in scrap metal. You don't send uranium-238. It's not toxic. You can handle it. Won't bother you at all. And the Iranians in the UK don't have the ability to process uranium-238 into 235. So we're dealing with visible material. Okay. So the same day, that happens, we shut down all the plane flights coming into the United States because there's a bug. I mean, I could be wrong, but me thinks more suspicious than that. You know, I think there was probably uranium-235 coming into the country, and they had to shut it down so they could probably find the stuff or prevent it from coming.
And the use for that is dirty bomb.
Oh, well, if 235, you can make a fissile bomb out of it. If you have the, I mean, that's the one element. The technology how to build a nuclear bomb anymore is not hard. Okay. A gun type nuclear bomb, like used in Hiroshima, they just take two pieces of uranium and fire them together, and at the right distance, the right shape, and you get a bomb. And so it's not that hard. The element that is difficult to get is the 235. That's why everything else is doable. So if you're bringing 235 into the country, I think it might be more than a dirty bomb. It could be, but I think it's more than a dirty bomb. But again, for me, with a suspicious mind, I see that going into the UK and then all the airlines shut down. I just have to think something more is going on.
And who knows what's already crossed our border? It's unknown at this point in time. Go ahead and just assume that there's a terrorist organization with the means to have a dirty bomb, and they're just missing a few extra pieces. That's what I would tell you.
Yeah. If they have once they get the uranium-235, everything else is a piece of cake anymore. The technology in 1945 was, absolutely classified. Took the Soviets 3 years to get the technology. But it's you can go on YouTube and they share how to make nuclear weapons work now. Now there's details to work out, but any nuclear physicist can do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the uranium-235 is the hard thing to get.
Okay, so let's move on to China. China's import-export economy is hitting very rough times. Their GDP is being crushed slowly. And also, chair of new China Select Committee vows to win new Cold War against China. And the House Oversight Committee will investigate Biden family business deals. Which one do you want to start with?
Oh, gosh. I mean, Biden's family. I doubt they'll really investigate Biden's family deals because it's going to hit everybody in the Democratic and most of the Republican leadership. I mean, it's like everybody's done the dirty deed.
That's why Epstein went away.
Yeah. I mean, so Biden might be the guiltiest person. He might have the most dirt on his hand. But we know that the Kerry Pelosi's, I mean, they all...
The Clintons
have done this. And you have to realize all the $115 billion that's gone to Ukraine, how much of it's come back, kick back to politicians, FTX, how much has kicked back to politicians. I mean, so it goes on and on. So I think they're going to throw Joe Biden under the bus, get rid of the old white man, and, put somebody in that's probably more their flavor, more liberal. I don't know if Newsom will get it, but Cackling Kamala, I mean, if she becomes president, I mean, oh my gosh. She can rant maybe about electric school buses or something.
What an idiot. This is my only concern if Kamala Harris gets into office. It's not what she will do. It's what someone will do to her, to martyr her.
Yeah, martyr her or the fact that, she doesn't have the intellectual capacity to make a bologna sandwich, much less run a country. So, I mean, she will be totally handled. And, I think we know Obama will be the handler. George Soros will be the handler, and she'll just go along with it. And we'll probably never even see her. I mean, she'd do the State of the Union on electric school buses. I don't know. I think she loves that speech. But again, this is the thing, Doug. We're at a crisis in this nation, and I don't think Americans fully grasp the crisis we're in. And just like every other really crisis, it builds up and builds up and builds up. Black Friday and, with the stock market, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, Nobody saw them coming, or maybe the elites did see them coming, but the American people didn't see it coming. But once it happened, it was too late. You can't go and undo things. And we have, I'd say, a Pearl Harbor 9/11 and a couple other disasters thrown into it right down America's throat right now, headed our way.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been saying
combined.
I've been saying this. Expect a terror attack along the same lines of 9/11. Thing to pull you off of the Hunter Biden laptop, which is going to point you to child porn, which is going to point to global cryptocurrency, it's going to point to the New World Order and to FTX and to Davos and Klaus Schwab. They're going to hide everything they can, or they're going to black our eye, or they're going to start a war. And, you know, perfect storm. Klaus Schwab says that the perfect country is China. China is saying that they're about to be broke. So sounds like World War II.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the way we got out of the Great Depression. And that's the way our economy has kept going since World War II is war. I mean, I can't believe it didn't take us just an eye blink to jump out of the Afghanistan war and jump into the Ukraine war. It was less than an eye blink.
Well, the Treaty of Versailles destroyed not just Germany, but the economy of Germany. And it took almost 20 years to rebuild. But when they rebuilt it, what did they immediately do? They went to war.
You know, that's where war is big business, and war helps the economy. God help the people that get caught in it. That breaks their lives, breaks their minds, breaks their bodies. But, you know, they don't care about that. Quite frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the wars they want to fight. You know, I really am. And I would just say, America, this is a patriot right here. I'm a patriot. I've put my life on the line for this country. I have a love for this country. I have a love for the laws, the Constitution, and our Christian heritage. But I will tell you, as this patriot sees it, we are cooked. We've in every way we have been undermined. Our economy, our religion, our education, our news media, our politics, you name it, our pharmaceutical industry, our food industry, it all has been subverted. And it's coming down around us at light speed right now. The 2 million people invading our country last year, bringing nothing that really people want. They didn't come through the legal means. And so I just tell you, prove me wrong. You know, if people want to leave comments on this program, or they left comments on the Night Vision program, Griswold's wrong. You know, Thornton's wrong. Here's why. Here's why brighter days are ahead. Please leave those comments. Please. I would love to see your glimmer of hope that I don't see. If it's there, I want to see it. But I just tell you, the time to get ready spiritually, to get ready, you know, physically. And that's the thing is working out. You know, I'm 67. If I can make it to the gym 4 days a week and work out, you can too. Watch what you eat. Eat good food. And then, you know, start stocking up what you'll need and get the tools of survival in hand now, because it's not going to last much longer. I just sense it in every bone in my body. You know, when I was praying, I took my wife out to dinner Saturday night, the night before New Year's. And so that Saturday night, I think, was pre New Year's Eve. I was praying about the new year and what was going to come. And, you know, I fell asleep in that prayer mode and woke up like about 2 o'clock and started praying again and just doing some research on some things. And the Lord laid in my heart, and this is subjective, but the Lord laid in my heart that very dark days are ahead for the sons of Adam. That's the message that came to me. Dark days are ahead for the sons of Adam. And you know, and we can help mitigate that. Dark days came to Noah. I mean, we think of it. That was some pretty horrible times Noah had to survive, but he survived. I mean, everything he had known was gone. He had an ark with a bunch of animals on it, but he survived, okay? And he was able to fulfill God's purpose in his life because he survived. You know, we are facing this deluge that's coming, that's going to destroy the world, the rise of the Antichrist. They admit it. They call it the Great Reset, the Great Tribulation. They admit it's coming. They admit it's almost here, 2030. That's the date they have for implementing it all. We see things like Apophis, that big meteor heading towards the earth. So, you know, even as Noah prepared, and it wasn't the most pleasant thing to survive that, but he survived it. And what we're going to go through, none of us will want to go through it. None of us are going to be sitting back and our, you know, lazy boys watching our reruns of Jeopardy while we're eating, you know, peak refueled, you know, beef stroganoff. It's just going to try men's souls, men and women's souls. But God's will is for us to survive because he's given us a voice. Yesterday, you know, I was doing a program with John Dislin, and we were talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You know, he ran his race. He was in the heart of the beast in Nazi Germany, and he stood up to that madman. And, you know, he wove the destiny of his future in his life. I mean, he paid the price, but now he's in eternity, and what he wove into his eternal reward is with him. You know, we are still here, and we're still weaving the reward we'll have when we enter eternity. And I just encourage everybody, you know, weave something that when you stand before God, you're going to be pleased when he examines your life, that it doesn't just burn up hay, wood, and stubble. You know, it'll last. And the way we do that is, you know, get right with God. We surround ourselves with good people. And as Noah did, we build an ark, because even though it might be unpleasant to go through it, you will go through it. So, Doug, that's my admonition to people right now, because we could just, I could spend 6 hours doing this, 10 hours, 12 hours. Our world is in jeopardy. The catastrophe is upon us, and it's not going away. We'd like to think it was, but it's not going away.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the comment that I hate the most is when people say that we're talking about this just to buy gear. No, we're talking about this so that you'll have something to survive.
Yeah.
That's really it. Don't buy anything. Don't buy anything, but don't steal. Don't ask for anything either. You know, there's a preparatory mindset. We're trying to give you the tools to prepare for survival. And survival means anything. I mean, look at all the recent storms that we've had when the lights have gone out. It would be good to have some ability to see at night, either thermal or night vision, or the food stocks, or just, you know, just the idea that I can plant into your head that, hey, I'm not as prepped as I thought I was. You know, I mean,
nobody is. You know, no. Doug, I want to say this. You know, this is the way I make my living. Yes, I do try to sell stuff. But I could do a lot of other things. I was a very successful general contractor building million-dollar homes. I've traveled overseas a lot. And I do this. I enjoy doing this. This is my passion because I believe it's necessary and beneficial. But at the end of the day, my real passion is your soul, that your soul, when you stand before the God of the ages, the Lord Jesus Christ sitting before the throne, sitting on the throne, and you have to give an account, that some way Doug, I, or someone else has motivated you so that you examine your soul, that you do not stand before the Son of God naked without unclothed. And the only thing we can be clothed with in that time is his righteousness through his blood. I want to be clothed in that righteousness because my righteousness is filthier than any dirty toilet bowl you've ever seen. I remember when I was in construction, I'd seen some pretty filthy porta-johns. My life is more filthy than that without Christ's righteousness. But when Christ's righteousness is put on me, then I am pure before him. I can stand before him. And that is my real goal, is to encourage and to motivate and to just to stand beside somebody and walk beside him and say, get your heart right with the Lord. You're bound. You have these problems in your life. Turn it over to Jesus Christ. You know, get right with him. Repent. You know, all those things that we need to do. And no matter what the physical outcome of my body is at that point, I will stand before the Son of Man and be told, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy God. That's what I want to hear.
That's right. And if you like any of this, of what we've been talking about so far, and you want further answers for your questions, you can either email Bob, you can email me, you can leave them in the comment section, which would be the best, so that we can have a discourse that we can all chat with. Me and Bob will both answer within the means of the comment section. Make sure that you're nice to people, by the way. Yes. But here's the other thing. Please share what we just said with other people. Like, I get shadow banned super hard. Like, it's ridiculous when I look at my analytics of how bad, you know, they try to hide this little program, which is really nothing. It's nothing. It's just me talking. But I could easily go back to law enforcement and making six figures. Instead, I hamstring myself to stay here to push out to you what God is telling me to talk about. You know, and it hurts people's feelings. People sometimes feel vulnerable after we have some of these conversations because they question their level of preparedness. And that's fine. You know, I mean, get better prepared if you can. Always get more physically prepared. You know, read a book a week, make your bed every day, eat healthy, walk for at least an hour a day. These things are easy. There's something you can do yourself, but
Right now, what I ask is that if you have any questions, please contact Bob. We do have training that's coming in February. Bob, that'll be up soon on the website, right?
Yes, it will. I think Josh was getting that done this weekend, so it'll be up. But it's top-notch training, and you'll get to, we will actually put in your hands so that you can look at night vision. You can see how radios work. We'll put it in your hand, let you look through it. You know, one at a time, we'll let somebody shoot a weapon at night with night vision. And, you know, at steel targets that you can't see with your normal eye, but you'll be hearing that steel ping. You know, we'll let everybody put a couple rounds downrange to do that. So, you know, you'll get to see the benefits. And then let them turn on that cheap night vision and let's see Christmas trees walking. You know, that's what it looks like. I've seen it before.
Yeah, remember this. This is a grid down style training. So this is just a great way to test your level of training. Bring your gear. You don't need firearms. Everything that we're doing, besides whenever Bob wants to do a night vision test, will be through airsofts, and that's strictly for safety because you're going to be in scenario based training, and safety is paramount. So, Bob, can you give everyone your number?
Okay. Well, our website is readymaderesources.com. My phone number is 800-627-3809. And again, we had one of our dealers sell us some of the higher end ones of these for very, very cheap, comparatively speaking. And we have 10 of them available at about $600-$700 off the normal cost. So you go there. It's the 2600 FOM Elbit. It's very, very good unit. It works extremely well in extreme low light conditions. Anybody has any questions, you know, you can call me. But we also offer financing. So, you know, you get to be paying that $1.50 a month and get it. So that's how they can get in touch with me, 800-627-3809. Doug, I want to tell you, it's been a pleasure coming here. It's always nice how we can mix the spiritual, two brothers in the Lord, talking about two brothers that have been different places in the world and those experiences and you know, how we bring them and mesh them together to encourage and build up people.
Yep. And if you got any questions, leave it in the comment section. That's very important because we want to be able to answer your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we got. Thank you very much. Stay frosty, and we'll see you next time.
God bless.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.